1, 2, 3, 4. Ben is back. Back on soap. I'm not Benless. I wipe sweat off.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
Soap. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spoils of Akron podcast. My name is Ryan Dyke, and I am one of the hosts of the show. And joined this week is
Ben Arrington. I'm back. Oh, Ben. This is a podcast about the art, culture, and the eccentric residents of the Rubber City.
And you're back.
I am back.
You're back.
I hope that wasn't confusing to people.
What?
Because I wasn't in the last episode, and I hope they didn't think, since the one before that was with Julie.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Ben's leaving. And then they were like, Ben's gone, but don't worry, he'll be back. It's like a false promise. Like, don't worry, this season of Firefly will be back. And then, like, it's 10 years later, and Firefly never came back.
Which I never watched.
It's a good show.
Yeah. I hear it's really good.
It is really good. I got pranked on that the other day. All right. So somebody, there's a website out there that's like called.
You were on Firefly?
I would love that show. I would love to be on Firefly. Okay. Seriously, sidebar real quick. If you had to pick like a movie universe to live
sidebar,
in.
Sidebar, Chris, stop recording. I'm just kidding.
What? No, if you had to, Chris, think about this too. I want both of you guys' answers. And then we're going to post this on the page. If you had to live in one movie universe, like any movie universe, what would it be?
There's a video of Cracked After Hours.
Okay.
Are you familiar with
Yeah.
That? Yeah, where they talk about that, and they talk about how they're all terrible. They're
you
all
think
horrifying.
So?
Except for one. I can't remember which one.
I don't know, but Chris, you had your hand up.
It was like Fast Times at Ridgemont.
It wouldn't be
High.
Comic books. It would be Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
I'd love to live in a Wes Anderson movie. I just love the aesthetic behind every movie he makes.
So. Everything would match. Everything would coordinate. I'm going to steal Chris's answer.
And say Wes Evan movies?
Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson? I'm going to say I would love to live in that universe, like the Firefly universe. I think that would be cool. I love the Marvel universe, the DC universe. I don't know. This doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be Batman or anything like that. But like, I think, like, I always thought that growing up, like, I was born in the wrong era. Like, I always thought I should have been born in the medieval times because I loved everything medieval. I loved the history. I loved the weapons. I loved movies about it. I would, you know, they had like the cross sections at the library. I would just pull out those books and just read about ancient castles, like, and learn all the facts about them and like how they would poo over the sides. And in those same poo bathrooms, they would dump tar down on people when they were trying to break in, and how one way to break down a castle wall is they would dig right in front of it, and then they would stick a bunch of pigs down in the hole, and then they would light the pigs on fire.
Were they alive?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Pigs fat. Pigs fat.
You would want to live in this world.
I don't know. I always thought it was so interesting. But the pig's fat burns at a higher temperature than regular wood, and so it would burn and go through the ground and through the dirt, and it would tear down the walls, and that's one way they would tear down the walls in medieval times.
I think I did hear that somewhere, maybe in like elementary school or something.
I loved medieval times, but anyways, that was a sidebar to something else that now I forget about.
I was going to mention something about the Wes Anderson world, because everybody is so stoic and kind of. Not boring, but they're monotone and expressionless. I don't know. I don't know if I could stand that. But that was just my extra little opinion.
That's good.
I would like the Wes Anderson look of everything, but with Tarantino expressions.
Ooh.
But without all the violence and awfulness.
Yeah.
And
if everybody talked... If everybody in the real world talked like they were in a Tarantino
monologues.
Movie, I would love that. Like if everything you said was in it, like you, like Tarantino had to write it out for you.
No one would ever shut up.
No, everybody would keep talking.
Never mind.
And like there would be like side conversation, but it would just be side conversation just to learn about this person, but not really to progress their story forward. It would just be like, hey, we're going to learn about cheeseburgers and what they say about them in Paris and France, you know, and all that stuff. And then... You know, then in Django, when they learn about, like,
Django,
and then when they learn about all this stuff about Django and his family, like, it doesn't really matter for the story. It's just cool to know about all this backstory about everybody.
Yeah.
But anywho's, I forget what that whole, what that sparked from. I think I said sidebar. I don't know what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
But it was like, oh no. Oh no. What was it?
I mentioned the cracked things. No, that was after you mentioned the sidebar.
We need to start writing these down.
I don't think it bounced off of anything. I think you just, hey, sidebar, let's talk about something completely unrelated. Yeah,
I had like
to
a
anything.
Squirrel moment, like squirrel.
And the people listening are gonna hear this and be like, obviously,
why did we listen to this?
Obviously, they were talking about this.
Oh, was
thing.
It because you weren't here? I think it's because you were worried that people thought you weren't gonna be here. And you
yeah,
were like,
but,
But anyways, no, Ben is back. Ben will be back for the next couple of episodes. We have some really amazing guests lined up for these next couple of shows. A couple that we want to bring them on, and so Ben can sit down and talk with them before he takes his journey to Cincinnati. But, you know, the show's going to continue, and we have some really amazing announcements to make and some awesome events planned.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still roughing out all the details, but we'll definitely, as soon as we know, you will know.
We have been having weekly meetings.
Yes.
We've been having meetings.
I know.
This is so official.
Isn't this official? We have somebody that takes minutes at the meetings.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, he does it, and he won't stop. And that's okay, because we need somebody to do that. But anyways, Ben is back, and this week we just want to catch up on some of the stuff that we've been talking about and that we went out and some of the events. And Ben really wanted to talk about the Boiling Point.
Yeah, I did go to the Boiling Point.
So how'd it go?
So if you don't remember what the Boiling Point is, it's an event that Wandering Aesthetics puts on where they sit down around a table or wherever they're at and they read a play. They do a play reading.
An alternative play, as they like to say.
Yes, an alternative play reading.
Mm-hmm.
And this past one was Tuesday, June 23rd.
A week and a half ago or something.
Yeah, and it was The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And the reason I was so excited about this play was because I read the book, and I wanted to know sort of how they adapt it into the play. And after reading the play, I still have no idea how they adapted it into a play. Because it's a very odd script.
Well, and you were saying that the book is very visual. Like, all of a sudden there's graphs in the middle of the page, and all of a sudden, like, there's pictures and whatever. Like, it's a very visual book. And, I mean, from what you just said, it didn't translate very well over.
Oh, no. I'm sure it does. I just couldn't visualize it in my head.
Well, because it's just a play reading. It's not like they have props or sets or anything like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you sit down and you read, like, Little Women or something.
Okay.
I mean, you can sort of visualize what's going on the stage.
Sure.
This play was odd because there were characters who weren't in the scene that were speaking.
Ooh, and like off stage?
It didn't feel like it was supposed to be a voiceover, though, because the character that was in the scene was also interacting with them.
Okay.
Okay, for example.
Yeah, give us an example.
So the story centers around an autistic boy named Chris, and I guess the idea was this play is going to get inside of his head. The book got into his head. The book was told from his perspective.
Right.
And that's what they wanted to do with the play, too. So I think they did a very good job doing that, making it, sort of getting a look inside of his head. They said there would be a lot of, like, visual effects going on, like flashing lights, strobe lights when
that's cool.
When he's being, like, overstimulated and things like that. But there's a part where he goes to a train station and his father is not there. But his father has lines in the scene, and he is interacting with his father.
So this is how I take it. So since he's an autistic boy, or he's on the spectrum, or however, he's interacting with what he thinks is his father, but it's really going all on in his head.
Yeah, but it's not like hallucinogenic.
No, it's just he's just talking to himself. It basically would be the equivalent, I'm thinking of, he's talking to himself, but instead of the actor talking to himself, they're just using the voice of the dad.
Oh, okay. So it's like, people have conversations in their. I do this a lot. I think it's a problem where you have conversations in your head? Like, oh, no. Hypothetical conversations?
Oh, no. I do that. Whenever you, do you ever do that when you, like, are going to get in a fight with somebody? Like, you know when you get home, you're going to get in a fight with somebody. Yeah. And you run over in your head, like, the 12 different things you want to say. And, like, you think of, like, the best way to say them. And then you get home and, like, they say one word and you're like, ah! And you totally forget everything you said.
Yeah.
I sometimes try to write it out.
I think it stems from anxiety. You know, having those I think it's called like self-talk. It's I don't think it's the healthiest thing. I don't know.
But
okay, anyway, back to the boiling
point. But yeah, back to it. But so what you're saying is the book was told from the boy's his perspective. Mm-hmm. Correct. So the play is told from his perspective, but it's the audience watching from his perspective.
Yes.
It's kind of like I almost think of it like it's an over the shoulder type of thing. Like, we're watching it all from his perspective, mm-hmm. but we're also watching what's going on in his head.
Yeah. And I watched a trailer of the play too before I went to the play reading.
Was it done on Broadway?
Yeah, it was done on Broadway. Okay. I think it's still on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
It's odd because the whole stage is set up like a big box, a big black box, and there's like grid lines on it.
Okay.
And
I like this already.
Yeah, there's very minimal set pieces.
All right.
And I could be completely wrong. I feel like all of the characters were just dressed in the same clothes too.
Wait. Like, all of them were dressed in the same clothes, or all of the characters were dressed in the same clothes from scene to scene? Like
they were all wearing white shirts.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know. That could be cool.
You know, some shows do that to whenever you go to, like, have you ever done one of those? You probably have. Have you ever done one of those plays in a church where it's a, it's not a crucible, but I can't think of
like those dramas.
Yes, yeah. But it's got another word for it. But it's one of those dramas where they show you that this kid disobeyed his parents, so mm-hmm. he ran over some other kid, and then he went to jail, and then this person's friend killed himself, and then this happened. And it's a whole series of events that all leads to the one thing that happens, and they're always so overdramatic.
They're always exactly the same, too.
But what they do in those plays is they will say, the part of John will be played by the actor will have a white shirt on. Mm-hmm. So whenever you in every room you go to, when you find, it doesn't matter if John in the past room was played by a white kid with blonde hair. In this next room, it could be an African-American kid. Mm-hmm. But whoever's in the white T-shirt is the character of John.
Yeah.
So is it kind of like that where, but in his head, he sees everybody as the same person?
I don't know. I never saw this play.
Well, did they read the stage notes at all or anything like that? Did they read a synopsis at the beginning?
There were...
Were you asleep? What's going on?
No. Okay. Connie, who's with Wandering Aesthetics, she's
Connie Williams,
there.
The beautiful and amazing Connie Williams.
Yes, she's awesome.
Yes.
She sort of read an article about the play, sort of describing set and everything. The clothes thing, I could be just imagining in my mind that I remember from the trailer. I don't know. But the interesting thing was that the lead role, it was mostly, there were a lot of very elderly people there.
Oh, cool.
It was almost mostly elderly people.
That's so, I love that. You know what? I think that's so cool that,
mm-hmm.
I do. I think about that, like, when I'm older like that, like, am I going to try to go out and be with the hip, cool kids and stuff like that? Or am I just going to sit at home and play bingo? I think that's so cool that. I mean, Wandering Aesthetics is perfect at that. When at their electric pressure events, I want to talk about that too.
Yeah.
But at their electric pressure events, the electric pressure cooker, I should say,
mm-hmm.
they get a very diverse crowd there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mostly elderly people there, and for a while I thought I was going to have to read for the lead because it's this young 15-year-old.
Were you probably the youngest one there?
Yeah, at the time, and then in walks. A mother and a son, and he's obviously younger than me. And
you tell me about this.
He was autistic too, and so he read, which is perfect.
That's cool.
I didn't even know he was autistic until like the very end.
Did he?
But he read it
But he read it fine.
He was great.
That's like, so
he was,
cool.
He was perfect.
I mean, think about this. I really do. I'm gonna think about this, and I'm gonna throw props out to One in Aesthetics. You just made that little kid's probably not just day, but mm-hmm. I don't want to say life, but I mean, like, you probably just made his month. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. I mean, think about, like, we do shows with this kid in Antic. His name is it's Adam Leventhal and his friend. Oh no, what's his name? Oh no, but he's in a wheelchair.
Joseph,
yes. But same thing with the girl at Dynamics. You did the tango with her last year.
Kelsey.
Yeah. I think it's really cool when you incorporate and you don't put handicapped individuals in roles that make them stand out, but roles that fit them.
Mm-hmm.
And having an autistic child or a kid, a teenager, I don't know how old he was, play that part, and you said you didn't even know it. You couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, he read
the
it.
The arts are for everybody.
Yeah, no, and it was great. There was a good discussion afterwards, too. There was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, yeah. There was a part right at the beginning. They usually just pick randomly who's going to read for what roles and stuff.
I went to one before. It was like that.
Yeah, and they just, like, passed out. In this one, they passed out puzzle pieces with the roles written on the backs of them. Because autistic children love solving puzzles. That was a very broad statement. Well, probably isn't true for all of them. but anyway. Yeah, but then... So Kyle was about to do that, about to pass them out. And then Connie, I think it was Connie, or was it the other way around? Connie said, well, maybe we should see if anyone wants to read for the lead. And the kid's hand Aww. Went right up. And Kyle's like, yes,
of course.
Perfect. They were so relieved that he wanted to read for that role.
How many people showed up, do you think?
It wasn't very big. It wasn't
maybe like a dozen people?
Yeah. Something yeah, like probably a little bit.
How many roles were in the play? Did everybody get a good chance to read and sit down? And did some people that didn't even want to read didn't read?
Pretty much everyone except for the lead had at least three roles to read for. There were
That's a pretty big cast then.
There's a lot of people in it. I played a woman and four men. And I actually had the first line of the play.
Oh, really? As a woman or as a man?
As the woman. It had the F-bomb in it, too. So.
Did you say the F-bomb, Ben?
I did.
Nice going. That's cool. Way to give it all for the art.
The first line of the... I'm not going to say... Oh. I'll censor myself for
I'll
for the
bleep
sake
it.
Of
ready?
Line. Okay. What
bleep!
The... That was a really long bleep for a one-syllable
Let me
word.
Try it again. Ready?
Okay. What the...
Bleep!
Are you... I screwed it up.
Come on now.
You're... Okay, hold on. I have to remember the line. Okay.
Ready?
What the...
Bleep.
Have you done to my dog?
That's the opening line of the show?
Yeah.
That's cool. No, that sounds cool. The one I went to was called Yellow. It was about... It was like 6 months ago or something. It was last year. Mm-hmm. It was a while back. I'm so busy. I haven't been able to make it to any of the other ones, but that one was really good, and it was really sad, and Kyle, you know, that was when I was first meeting Kyle and Benji and all them. And mm-hmm. Kyle read for the story was about how, and I don't want to give, I mean, I guess I could give out spoilers, but it's a really sad play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how a mom and it's a mom, dad, kid, and a son and a daughter. And the son is like a football star and the dad loves him and he's the football coach, and the kid gets he gets jaundiced, which turns his eyes yellow, and that's, you know, that's why the liver failure. Mm-hmm. failure. And the dad's like, I'll give him one of mine, and the mom has to confess to him and say,
you mean kidney failure?
Maybe it's kidney. And the mom,
you don't have more than one liver.
You're right. And the mom has to confess that, spoilers for Yellow, I'm gonna spoil it, that the kid is not his. And
I just tried to cover my ears by pushing my headphones in further into them.
And he's not able to save his son. And the show ends up being the mom and the dad try to save their relationship. And Kyle read for the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, that's like I said, that was when I first was meeting them. And he was amazing. And the show was great and it was really sad. And but the Boiling Point itself is, I mean, it's a cool event. It's alternative mm-hmm. play readings, and they have them at least once a month, I think.
Yeah, I think they're skipping the next month.
Yeah, I think they're skipping next month for a lot of things.
One in August.
Taking a month off.
Yeah. Which is fine because they do a lot of stuff.
Yes, they do. The other thing they do that is huge is the electric pressure cooker. And Julie Holiday, who was just on 2 weeks ago, she emceed this past one. And Cody and I went down and checked her out. And she was hilarious. Her opening bit was because the day before Father's Day. And her opening bit was hilarious. She was, I'll try to like see if I can remember like what exactly what it was. But she's like, a daughter visiting her dad at his grave, and she's like, "Daddy, I know I'm not supposed to be dancing no more, but it's good money and I don't have to show too much." And like it was great, and she did it. It was like a monologue basically. Yeah. And it was her opening and it was great. And then
did she preface that with anything, or did she?
She said that. She was like, "Oh, okay. I have a really interesting monologue I want to do in honor of Father's Day."
I thought it'd been funny if she just went up and started dropping the monologue.
But before it happened, Dean, my buddy Dean from Just Go With It, and Michael Carino, a local comedian, came up to Cody and I were like, "Can you guys do some improv with us?" And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, can you come do some improv?" And I was like, "Well, what do you guys want to do?" And they ended up doing the game called Good, Bad, and Ugly. So how the game is played is we ask a question from the audience. So Ben, I'm going to give me a question.
What movie world would you like to live in?
All right. So the first person to go is good. And he says, a good answer. Movies are not real, sir. So I cannot live in any movie world. Okay.
That and then it's bad.
Well, and then it goes to bad, and bad can be like, well, I would love to live in, Super Mario because I love plumbing or whatever, and it's a bad answer.
The movie?
Sure.
That is a bad answer.
And then ugly would be something really ugly, be like, I would love to live in Boogie Nights because that's where all the porn stars are or something like that. And it's just a really funny improv game, and I hosted it. Cody was good, Dean was bad, and Michael Carino was ugly. I'm sorry, Michael Carino. I don't mean that. And then we closed with a game called Three-Headed I think it's called Three-Headed Professor, but whatever. But you have to go down the line and say one word. So you'd be like, I
like
bananas. And then you just go back, you go down the line, and it was great. And Kelly from the Wines Day was there, and she did some comedy, and then she was talking about some of the events that's going on in the U.S. or the country where we live in. And she got the entire crowd quiet. And I told her afterwards, like, I've never really heard the electric pressure cooker audience just get so dead silent just to listen to you.
Yeah,
I was like, that's,
I can't imagine that.
I was like, that's powerful. That what you just did was powerful. And she was like, oh, I was so worried and I didn't think people would like it. And I was very nervous. I was like, don't, sweetie, you were awesome. All right.
Honey pie.
Sweetie, you were great. And she was awesome. And it was a fun event. We didn't stay for long. Cody had to work that night, but it was fun. It was, like you said, the Wandering Aesthetics guys, they do a lot. They do a lot, lot of different events. Speaking of events, Ben, let's get into some events because we have an amazing one to announce. We've already been trying to get the word out there.
Yes.
Go ahead and pull that info up. And Chris Miller, why don't you jump over here and hop on the mic, sir, and you can give us a little info about this new event going on in downtown Akron called A Thing Downtown.
Okay, we talked last week about the free Akron movies. We had our North Hill movie last Friday, and it was a success. We had a couple hundred people. We showcased the refugee population and had some musical performances, some storytellers. So these free outdoor movies, it's Free Akron Outdoor Movies is the name of the group we're in. Our goal is to show a movie with other things around that movie. Movies with a purpose, that we call it. So on July 25th, we're going to host A Thing Downtown with Free Akron Outdoor Movies and the Coffee Pot Cafe, David Domenico.
Woohoo!
We're going to have Crafty Mart there. We're going to have a new group called Heels, which is sustainable living, teaching permaculture and organic gardening and things like that to people who may not have access to it. We're going to showcase some of the artwork there, and we're also going to have music. So think all those in this room will be playing something at some point that, that evening. And it'll culminate with Pee-wee's Big Adventure cult classic, which we got rained out of during the Better Block. So we're going to show it July 25th, A Thing Downtown. So
thank you, Chris.
Is that good?
That's great. Thanks.
That is the name of the event, A Thing,
A Thing Downtown.
Downtown.
That's cool.
And
I like that.
You guys actually had an outdoor movie this past Friday, too.
Yes.
What was the name of the movie again?
The Good Lie.
The Good Lie, starring
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese.
Movie, by the way, really good movie.
Yeah.
About Sudan refugees.
Yes, that's right. It's about the refugees. But yeah, you said it was a pretty good turnout. You said you had about 200 people show up throughout the night, and yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm excited for this event. It's gonna be cool. It's on a Friday night. It's on a Saturday night. People, don't listen to me. It's not on Friday. It's on Saturday. And, you know, Akron has Lock 3 going on every Friday. Mm-hmm. Every Friday night during the summer, they have a tribute band or local band or someone playing down there. And it's always a lot of fun. But this is a new thing that I hope we do yearly. And I hope Copper Pennies can be a part of it. Because, I mean, as Chris said, all of us here in this room will be playing. The event itself will be from 4 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Now, is that, Chris, I want to ask real quick, the movie starts at 9. So
probably around 8:45.
Okay.
9, yeah.
Okay, so the event hopefully will be done by 10:30. I think we want to get done around that time. But, I mean, that's from 4 to 10:30. It's a long event, but there's going to be a lot of things going on. The other thing going on that day at the Akron Library is Geek Fest. I will be here at the library all day long because I'm running the Akron Comic-Con booth there, which I did yesterday, too. I want to talk about.
Geeky.
I love it. But, you know, here at the on SOAP, we like to be a part of anything. And more importantly, Ben and I are part of Copper Pennies. And Copper Pennies will be playing from 6:30 to 8:30.
Yes.
Two hours. I know.
But
here's the thing. We'll be playing in downtown Akron.
Yes.
Like on the street. It'll take place right outside on the amphitheater, right next to the Coffee Pot Cafe. Mm-hmm. There's a really neat map that I think David DiDomenico made that like blocks out the areas and what's going to be happening in each one of them.
Oh, I haven't seen that map.
Yeah, it's really cool. It shows where the live music's going to be, where Crafty Mart's going to be, where the Coffee Pot is. The movie's going to be shown. You found it?
I found the map.
We'll have to share that. But, I mean, that's on July 25th, like we said, from 4 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. It's called A Thing Downtown. It's on Facebook. Copper Pennies also have their own event made, but that's just to help get it out to our own audience and stuff. But, yeah, David DiDomenico is helping run it. We love Dave.
And he's also playing the night before.
Yes.
Yes.
We are playing the night
Friday
before.
Friday in Norton.
Yes, we are. Cody's still getting all the info out. That is my roommate Cody's. That's his event.
Was I allowed to mention that?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
We're trying to get the word out anyways, but he's helping. I think we're going to be calling it Cider Jam.
All right.
And it's to raise money for the Norton Cider Festival for their fireworks, which Copper Pennies is closing on October 3rd. But this event will be on January. Nope. That is wrong. Please don't listen to me.
Save the date.
This will be on. It will be on July 24th in Columbia Woods Park out in Norton. But more details to come with there also. But yeah, I mean that's just one event that I know we wanted to catch up on. It's been a while since we just had one of these episodes that we could just sit down and just talk about stuff that's happening and all the new stuff. So what else you got, Ben?
Well, coming up July 2nd, which is this coming Thursday, there's an Inside Out Block Party. And I think we talked about this on a past episode. But this is going to be at the Akron Art Museum. And it's a free celebration of the Inside Out artwork, which is where they've been putting up artwork all over downtown Akron. Mm-hmm. They've been putting it
It's not for the Pixar movie.
Right. No. No. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Not yet. Me neither. I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
But anyway, and they've also been putting them along some of the trails in the metro parks and everything, which is awesome. So if you're out
hiking, is that a free event?
Yes.
Okay.
Free celebration at the Akron Art Museum on Thursday. And there's a gallery tour that will start at 6 o'clock.
Is that this
PM.
Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
Coming up this Thursday.
I have a conflicting event. Oh, no.
But yeah, the The Facebook says it starts at 5:30. There'll be a tour that starts at 6 o'clock. So yeah, if you're into art and you're into art that is outside,
inside out art,
where it's usually, then yeah, check that out this Thursday. And then also coming up on Sunday, July 5th, there is a train ride and Boston Mills Art Fest.
So oh, I saw that.
Yes,
oh,
so this cool. is the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad.
Okay.
I know they also go by Hale Farm, too. We get a lot of visitors on the train at Hale Farm. But yeah, so Boston Mills Art Fest, they're sort of partnering up with Boston Mills. Check that out. That is Sunday, 10:15 to 2:30.
That's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on. My internal clock is just all messed up. Wait, is that next Wednesday? Is it?
What?
July 1st.
July 1st is Wednesday, yeah. This coming Wednesday.
Not like tomorrow. Wait, in like 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. See, my internal clock is not messed up. What's going on? What is going on?
I don't know, man. I work Wednesday through Sunday, so Monday and Tuesday is my weekend. It's still screwing me up.
But on July 1st, this is a new thing that I never knew was happening, and I think we should go check it out one of these days.
I saw this.
On Wednesday nights, on the first Wednesday of every month, at hashtag Akron Music Scene is an event that occurs every first Wednesday at Annabelle's, and the goal is to promote the Akron music scene and to truly make Akron the new scene. But it's every first Wednesday. It's 21 and over is free, 18 plus, $5. So, but there'll be food. There's the Sassy Dog food truck will be there.
Well, there's a lot of dogs.
Wow, that's cool.
There's Sassy Dog, Thirsty Dog.
But I guess you have
Stray
to.
Dog.
Yeah, there is. There's a bunch of dogs. I guess you have to sign up first. But anyways, it's like a little show that they put on on the first Wednesday. So. I'll have to maybe get in touch with those guys, but that'll be cool. That sounds like a cool event.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next, Ben?
Oh, man. I don't know if I have any more events.
Well, the other thing that I want to say going on this Thursday is the return of the Purple Monkey Band.
But oh, that's right.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Our own Mark Brown, his original band, the
so
Purple Monkey Band.
So we won't be at the Inside Out Block Party.
I know. His original band, I probably won't even be there. I have lawns to get done this week.
Oh.
But, extra work. Our bassist from Copper Pennies, his original band, the Purple Monkey Band, they're amazing. They're I mean, they're like semi-professional.
Yeah.
But they're playing at Roses Run Country Club from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And this is something they do like every year.
Like they do it once or twice a year. Yeah. They get back together. They get the whole band back together.
The whole band
I know.
Together. Yeah, we went last year too.
It was fun.
And, oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know. We just let loose and Ryan dances 2015.
Hashtag. We gotta get new. I got another video from yesterday. I was at the Akron Rubber Ducks yesterday with the Akron Comic Con promoting the event, taking photos with little comic book lovers, as I like to call them, little kids. They're adorable. Yesterday I did another dance video. I have to post it yet. I got to stand up on top of the dugout.
Really?
I did.
Everybody could see you.
Well, we had the crowd vote for our costumes, and I was Star-Lord. Then my friend Katie and Mason were Ariel in her, like, running around the town outfit. And then Mason was Anna from Frozen. And then there was the Northeast Ohio Ghostbusters there, and he ended up winning the contest, which I was kind of sad. Because Ghostbusters seem old to me. I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for that, but
aren't the other things old too?
Not really.
Like classic? Not I don't know. Really. How old is I don't know how old
Guardians of the Galaxy?
I mean, other than the movie recently, but
okay, but what I'm trying to say is I think kids of this generation really don't know what Ghostbusters are.
No.
Not at all.
No.
And until this new reboot that's apparently happening, this all female cast.
All female cast?
I know Rebel Wilson, I believe, and Melissa McCartney, and one of the chicks from Saturday Night Live. And I don't know if Kristen Wiig's in there, but it's by Kevin Feige.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what his name is?
No. I don't know.
No, Kevin Feige is the Marvel guy. Who's the guy who did Bridesmaids and all those movies with Melissa McCartney?
Oh, I don't remember.
He's the one that's putting it together. And I believe Chris Hemsworth and Channing Tatum, and I think Chris Pratt are a part of it too, I think.
Oh, of course.
Chris Pratt?
Chris. Wait. Chris Pratt. Who'd you say Chris Hemsworth?
Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, and Channing Tatum are a part of something like that, too. Okay. It's a bunch of rumors, whatever, thrown out there. But no, that'll be that's like the new reboot that they're doing with that.
Yeah,
but
I did hear about that.
But anyways, the Ghostbuster won and Star-Lord lost. That was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun event. It was great. Next one we're doing is at Geek Fest, like I said. But
very nice.
Yeah, but anyways, so this whole... Let me start that sentence over. So we haven't been able to just sit down and just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some stories that we've been looking up and definitely some that are interesting. And so, Ben, what is the first one that you have?
There was a train crash
I know.
In the falls. No one got hurt. A 24-year-old man accidentally drove his 2005 Acura TL into the tracks that crossed.
So was he in the car?
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this isn't funny. The man was listening to his GPS navigation system and trying to turn onto the entrance ramp to State Route 8, police said. Listen, when it's dark and all you have to go by is your GPS, I mean...
That's not good.
I could
understand. I know that crossing right there. I used to live right there.
Could you accidentally drive onto the tracks?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you could when a train was... when a train is coming, I don't know if you could if they're... You hear a train. The train blows its whistle. They put the gates down. There's flashing lights. I don't know how you...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah.
But it's right at the end of the ramp right there by the bridge.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe... And I'm... Thank the Lord. Thank Jesus that he's alive.
I know. 24, that's how old I am.
Yeah.
That could have been me.
That could have been you, Ben. Wow. That could have been you.
But I'm sorry. That's not funny. He was following his GPS. He's okay, I think. Let me see. I think I read that no one was injured. No one was injured. It's the first sentence of the article. No one was injured Saturday night.
Okay.
Okay, so he's fine, which is that's like a miracle.
Yeah. Holy you get crap. Hit by a train?
Yeah.
It's not like you're getting hit by a car. You're getting hit by a train.
Yeah, I'm sure his car's not doing so well.
No. Yeah. What kind of car was it? Does it say?
Oh, hold on. Okay, so he was not in the car. The man...
Oh, okay.
So his car got stuck on the tracks. He got out of the car, and moments later, a train headed south.
Okay. It didn't derail the train or anything, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It probably got pushed out of the way.
Yes,
the
mean...
cow catcher on the front.
No, the train just kept going.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. So yeah, his car's probably not in great shape, but he's fine. He got out of the car. Okay. Next time we'll read the full articles before we start.
I know, right? Okay. But this next one, it's pretty easy to actually, just from the headline, I know all the details. So University of Iraq in football attendance lowest in nation.
Kind of says it all right there.
It kind of says all of it. Do we even need to talk about it?
I don't know.
Moving on.
Yeah. All right. Next story. No, I mean, most... Okay, wait. Now, because I do have a question.
What's
I'm
the question?
Sorry. So is that by percentage of how many students go there? Go to the University of Akron? Is it like...
The Zips, who play at a three I hate numbers. 30,000-seat InfoStation Stadium... reported drawing a total of 55,019 fans for six games, according to the date.
Oh, man.
So
that's a lot of empty seats.
I'm guessing they don't do by students. They just do by how many seats they have and how many people actually buy tickets. That's not good. They just built that new stadium. They need to put butts in that stadium.
Yeah.
They need to put lots of butts in that stadium.
Yeah, but, I mean, Akron is... Are we really like a football town? No, I mean, no.
Are we? What kind of sport are we?
Well, I mean, we don't have any professional
teams. Not really.
Oh.
I guess we could be basketball because LeBron.
Oh, well, if we're going by Cleveland, we're football, definitely. But
what?
But not Akron.
You think so?
I'm talking about, yeah, Cleveland is definitely a football town. I know Cincinnati is a baseball town.
You've been reading up on Cincinnati?
No, my dad told me because he grew up in Cincinnati.
I was gonna say, have you been doing Cincinnati research?
I have not. I probably should.
If
I'm going to go down there and be the Chris Horn of Cincinnati and save them.
Yeah.
No.
What are you going to call your paper when you get down there?
The the
not the devil strip,
the Jesus strip,
the Jesus strip.
I don't know.
Don't call it the Jesus strip.
That'd be terrible.
That's bad. Don't call it the Jesus strip.
Right. Oh, Lord. I will not.
All right. One other thing that we need to talk about is our friend Shane Wynn. Pull up that article real quick.
I have it up.
Oh, I saw. Okay.
Yeah.
Shane Wynn. Okay, so I just know the basic gist of it, so I'm gonna let you skim through it real quick and get all the info. But Shane Wynn is a local photographer. She works with the Akronists, and she works with the Devil's Strip and Wandering Aesthetics, a lot of local people. And she's taken photos of me before at the Electric Pressure Cooker, and they're just amazing photographs. They're not really posed or like even like portrait ones. They're like, and most of them, my mouth is half open. I'm making a face, but I love them because they're really awesome photographs, and like they're in focus and what's behind you is out of focus. And I mean, she's an amazing photographist. Is that a word?
Photographer. Yeah.
Photographist. I'm really tired. But anyway, so she just released, or she was in part of in releasing an awesome new, I don't know, project that they just released. Ben, so I'll let you skim through it. Go.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, so there's the gallery, the archive has over 1,400 photos in it, and they're all beautiful, wide-angle, high-definition photos. It says here that there's a photo marathon that includes a 40-hour continual shot.
Wow.
As well as numerous day and nighttime photographs.
So basically, they're free photos.
Yeah, and you can find them all at akronstock.com.
Yeah.
So yeah, check out that website. These are really good photos. She spent a year. So all these photos were taken in the past year. And
is she the only photographer, or did other people work with her?
Oh.
Chris, do you know that?
What's that?
Is she the only photographer, or did other people work with her?
I think she did it by herself.
It's just okay. Shane. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I imagine it's probably open to other people to contribute, that she's sort of starting this stock site.
That's cool.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, it was the Knight Foundation sponsored it, and so did the Downtown Akron Partnership.
Okay.
So yeah, that's awesome. The Knight Foundation is doing stuff.
They're getting out there.
Sponsored JT Buck's project too.
So you weren't. Oh,
I mean, that's the thing though, writing grants.
That's a cool thing that I want to talk with you about, since you were not on last week's episode and you got a chance to listen to it.
Most of it?
So you got a chance to listen to most of it. Seriously, this is a cool question that I don't think we've got to ask him yet. From what you learned about JT Buck, what was interesting, and what did you learn about him that you didn't know about Akron? Like, I didn't know that Akron had an old Germantown. That over in Firestone, we have an old Germantown.
I do remember him mentioning something, a book by Giffels, David Giffels. Anyway, he mentioned a book by, is it Dave or David? I don't know.
David, but I think either's fine.
Okay, I just wanted to go by what he puts on his book names, but I looked up some of his books, and I want to get them. I never heard of them before. David Giffels wrote couple books, but yeah, after he mentioned that on the podcast, he mentioned it really briefly too, and
he mentioned a lot of
the
things.
The Hard Way on Purpose is I think his most recent book, but it's all about like life in Akron. His books are and they seem very memorable, memoir-ish. His first book, All the Way Home, is about him and his family moving back to Akron and buying a home and just living in Akron. So yeah, I want to check out those books, but I had never heard of him before JT Buck mentioned him.
JT Buck was an amazing interview, just amazing guest.
He's got a good voice.
Cool guy. Awesome guy. And the Devil's Milk trilogy that he's helping to write now.
Yeah, I never heard of that either.
I know. I love, and what he was talking about is so true. There are so many things going on in Akron, and so many events and stuff that just overlapping events. I'm like, there's too many things to do and I can't make it to everything. And I have my own stuff that I'm doing, and I have all this different stuff that's going on. And
Akron is Chris Pratting itself.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make that. I'm gonna Photoshop that. Akron is Chris Pratting itself. It's all over the place. It's in Everything Good. Oh. Everything Good. Don't say it's not.
Okay. Did you see the list I posted up on the page yesterday?
I did not.
About how someone made a quote-unquote definitive ranking of all the states, mm-hmm. and Ohio is number 48.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I don't know who
Michigan
this person
was number one.
Yeah, this person.
Kidding?
I don't know who this person is, but you are wrong, good sir. Okay.
Or madam, I don't know.
No, I'm saying it's a dude. It's a dude who's saying that because he hates Ohio State or something. Well, he's all like, I'm the butt. Go Michigan.
You know what? Before I went to school in Georgia, I thought like Ohio State was the good guys everywhere. Like when I went to Georgia and when I went to school in Georgia, I'm tired too.
I know, it's been a long weekend.
When I went to school in Georgia, like everyone's like, Ohio State sucks, man. Man, why do you like Ohio State? I was like, no, they're the good guys, right? Everyone loves Ohio State. And all,
do you still feel that way,
all
Ben?
Of my Alabama fan friends, I got to rub it in their faces when we beat them in the championship last year. I was so happy.
Ha-ha!
I mean, they were the ones who were like, Ohio State's overrated. They're not a good team, but we beat them. I'm so happy. So, yeah, that's very old news. I was trying to find that list to see definitively.
Should just be on the Spoils of Akron page.
I'm on my own Facebook page.
What are you doing? Go to the Spoils of Akron page.
We keep getting more and more listeners from California.
Isn't that cool?
Like every week.
It's kind of weird.
If you're listening and you're living in California right now.
We love you.
We love you, but could you like say something? Like post a comment or something? I just want to know if you're a real person.
Yeah. Be like, I'm from California. I'm 24 years old and I live in California. Post a little bit about yourself. Do like a bio. Be like, I'm 24 years old.
And why are you listening?
Yeah. Be like, I love Akron. I've never been there before, but now I want to live there.
Yeah. Okay. So this list was written. Oh, it was a dude. Okay. Kevin Alexander.
Called it.
This is on Thrillist.com. So every other state has like a paragraph or so. A few have shorter things. But this is
Ohio
what
has a sentence.
Yeah, Ohio has a sentence.
Okay,
so
this
does,
person's
so
definitely a
Utah.
Michigan fan or something.
Yeah. So Ohio's description at number 48 says, getting LeBron back only further cemented its position as the Florida of the North, because Florida was number 50 on the list.
Okay, this person...
Which I think is a pretty... Chris is laughing. It was a pretty funny sentence.
It's funny, but that's really
pretty
mean.
Well-delivered line.
That's not funny. I don't like that. I don't like this person. I don't want to stop giving this person airtime. Stop talking about this.
Hey, you know how we're not the Florida of the North?
Because crazy stuff doesn't happen here.
Our weather, man.
Oh, let's talk about the weather now.
We have nothing else to talk about. Let's just talk about...
I'll tell you what. The weather is killing me right now.
Okay, why is that?
So my parents right now, my family was... Every year, my family is able to go down for a month down to Florida in the Tampa area. And before,
it's such an awful state, so gross.
Before I had a job, I was able to go down for the full month. But now that I have a job, I wasn't able. I'm able to go down maybe a week or two and stay with them. But since I just started a new job, I didn't want to. I don't have any vacation time yet, so I wasn't able to ask off. So usually I go down, or my dad comes up, or however we rotate. Well, my dad left, and he has a lawn mowing company, MD Lawns. If anybody needs any lawns done, just contact us on Facebook.
This episode sponsored by
MD Lawns. But I mean,
does that stand for Michael Dyke?
Yes. But I mean, it's just he's been doing it forever, and I've always helped him out. But the rain's been killing him. You know, he's just not able to get out there and get work done.
Yeah.
And he goes, son, I tried my best, and I got you 15 lawns you get to do this entire week. And he left. He went on his plane on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And since then, I could have went out Sunday, but I was at the Akron Air. I was at the Rubber Ducks game. I was going to go out today, but it's raining. I want to go. And I just checked. The weather forecast says it's supposed to rain the entire week.
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, the rain go away.
It was cold yesterday too.
Yeah.
It was like 60s.
Yeah.
Lower 60s yesterday.
I had to close the windows. I usually leave all my windows open. I had to close them last night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have AC in my house because I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I just sleep in a pair of boxers. TMI. But I just leave the windows open. You get a nice breeze in there, whatever. But it was so cold last night, I had to close the windows and get a blanket. What is going on?
You may have maybe put pants on.
I don't want to put pants on. I just kept my blanket. That was it.
Here's the thing, though. Everyone got hit with rain pretty hard this past past weekend.
Yeah.
I've
How's
seen
Hale Farm?
What?
Wait, you go. I'm gonna ask that question later.
Okay. No, actually, that's fine. Yeah, we had a slow weekend.
Well, no. What I mean is, how's Hale Farm when it rains a lot?
Oh.
Is it really muddy and stuff?
Yeah, we get some muddy patches, muddy spots. And we had to close a bridge.
I was gonna say, there's like lots of bridges and back trails and stuff like that, and houses. Do any of the houses get underwater? They're mostly up on hills, aren't they?
No. I mean, I don't know if I should talk about this.
Oh, you don't have to.
I don't know what I'm necessarily supposed to talk about.
But what are you talking about? You're not gonna work there in like a week or two.
More like a month.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my job before Civil War weekend, which is coming up, by the way. Okay, wait. Let me.
I have something I want to try with you next. So okay. Keep going.
Well, we are so ADD right now, man.
Squirrel.
We're so tired. Anyway, about a year ago, we had a big flood. There was a big flood in Cuyahoga Falls, yes. Akron area. Down in the valley,
yeah,
got hit hard.
City hall in Cuyahoga Falls was underwater.
Yeah. They had to shut down the scenic railroad for a while because of that flood. We at Hale Farm, we lost all of our bridges. Every last one.
Got torn over or just torn apart or they washed down the river.
Where there were bridges,
there weren't any.
So that was like the week I started working there regularly.
Okay.
Because I had been working there for about a year or so. And then that was the week I started working there regularly. I had to stand out on the road and direct traffic because we didn't have to close a lot of sites. We only had to close one site, the schoolhouse. But we had to make sure people could get to where they're going.
Right.
And so
I had to make sure it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Because people had to like walk out on the road and then walk back into the village and stuff. It was pretty hectic. But anyway, so yeah, we've actually gotten a lot of those bridges back repaired. The one to the schoolhouse is still not repaired yet, but wow, they're working on that one.
Okay,
and so
are they repairing it in 1980, like 1800s fashion, or are they using power drills?
They're
not doing it like with a goat, like lifting stuff, right?
The bridge to the schoolhouse has these huge steel beams.
Okay.
That they're gonna lay a wooden path on. We have a lot of culverts, bridges over culverts on the rivers and stuff, and those, the new ones that they put in are tough.
But it didn't take them a year because they didn't do it all by hand, right?
There was a thing with being able to get the insurance money and everything.
They did it by hand?
Actually, the bridges that we have fixed now, no, we use like excavators and stuff.
I was like on my edge of my seat, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, no. We had
This isn't 1800s anymore.
Right. No, we did not use 1800s technology to repair the bridges. But actually the bridges that we do have fully fixed now were actually just repaired in like the past few weeks. So
the rain's hitting them hard.
Yeah, they did. We had temporary bridges in the place. But now we have like very nice, strong, really
tough
bridges.
How big are the
really
bridges? You drive a car across them or no?
You could. I think you could.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a Mini Cooper?
I think
a Fiat.
I think you drive a full size
car. Your
car? Yeah, my car. My car's smaller than a Fiat.
You got a
no. It's not. It's not that. It's a normal size car. Weather. Okay.
Keep going.
Sorry. Yeah. So
this is riveting conversation.
Okay, but here's my opinion. My strong millennial, 24-year-old, ill-informed opinion on the weather. All right. Shut up. Everybody thinks that their weather is crazy, all right? When I was down in Georgia, they're like, oh, blame it on this southern weather. This is crazy Georgia weather. You know, when I saw posts by people in Indiana saying, oh, the crazy Indiana weather. You know, everywhere has crazy weather. Okay. Yes. It's not something that's
it's global warming people. Duh.
Yeah, of course. It's not something that's exclusively Ohio.
No.
I think the reason we say Ohio has crazy weather is because sometimes we have nothing else to talk about.
That is such a... I'm going to be quiet. What does that even mean? You're saying that we're boring?
No, not that Ohio is boring, but everybody... Because everybody says that.
Oh, okay.
When
you are correct. I thought you were saying... Ohio is boring. I'd be like, you get out of here. You're not on the next podcast.
Everyone wants their...
No.
Everyone wants their own home state to be special in some way. And weather is like...
Here's the thing. How's the weather? Okay, so how's the weather is a question that when you ask somebody, you immediately find out what type of person this person is.
Really?
Yes. Think about this. I ask you, Ben, how's the weather? And you look at me and say, it's raining, but it's not so bad. I know that you are a nice person. Okay. But when I look at you and say, Ben, how's the weather? And you say, this weather freaking sucks. I can't believe this. I hate it so much. You know what? You're an angry person. All right.
Obviously.
It is one of those questions that it's a universal question to try to, it's like a feeler question. You need to feel out somebody. If you've never met somebody, ask them what they think about the weather.
Yeah, it's like how people say you can tell a lot about someone by the way they eat spaghetti.
Yeah, it's just like that, actually.
But weather is something that everybody bonds over because everybody experiences weather.
Yeah.
I've had times where, like, walking out of Giant Eagle, someone from across the parking lot would shout, hey, how this weather, crazy weather we're having, right?
Do you have like a giant hat on or something? Like people are like, I want to talk to this guy. He looks interesting.
No, it's just like we're the only two people in the parking lot.
When do you shop? At midnight?
No. I don't know. I'm just thinking like a random example. I don't know. Maybe it's just like someone you at the checkout counter or something. How about this weather?
No, you are correct. It is a question that affects. Thank you. That affects everybody, and it's a question that anybody can answer. And that if somebody doesn't answer it, there's no reason they can't, because it does. You wherever you're going, you've possibly have gone outside, unless you live in a bubble or underground or I don't know. Ooh, that's something. Oh, we forgot to talk about that. We're talking about that next episode.
Okay.
The drill.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, this is such... I love...
They're not drilling for another 2 years or so. No,
but it is such a cool project that they're doing. 160 feet below the city streets, over half a football field.
They're building an underground city.
No, they're going...
They're training turtles to be ninjas.
We have to buy stock in pizza. Anyways, but they're building a drainage tunnel that goes from near Lock 3. I'm not sure where it exactly goes down, but it goes out towards the Innerbelt. And the drill itself is 30 feet wide in diameter. That's huge. The drill itself.
Yeah.
So I really want to know if they're going to give out public tours or anything. I really want to go down there and see this.
And maybe they'll keep the drill and put it in a museum.
They'll probably... it'll be the second biggest drill, and the other one's in Seattle, I believe.
Oh, wow.
They're going to build it. They're going to make it. City engineers put a real life-size drawing of it on the side of the Lock 3 parking deck, and it's like three stories tall. It's like two stories tall.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think that's so cool.
And the whole point of it is to sort of clean up Cuyahoga River, isn't it?
It is. Akron does not meet the EPA guidelines for drainage and sewage.
Yeah.
So they have to, we're getting a lot of backup that's draining out into the, like you said, the Cuyahoga Valley River.
Mm-hmm.
So this will hopefully divert some of that away from the river. And I think there will be some type of filtration, or they'll do something at the end of it, because it'll be on a slope for gravity, duh. Mm. But I think there will be some type of filtration plant at the end of it or something to try to help declutter and declog the Cuyahoga Valley River.
Yeah, which is nice, because I like that river.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to put my feet in it
without
being scared of
when you
them.
Come back in 2 years, or what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But anyways, so Ben, we've been recording for about an hour now.
We probably lost our listeners by now.
Oh, that's okay. You know what?
20-minute conversation about the weather.
Weather? Yeah.
My fault.
Riveting. But anyways, there's something I want to try with you. Okay, so. Oh,
no. You never warned me about these scenes.
I know. Man. I love it. I need you to grab your guitar.
I'm not an improv.
I need you to grab your guitar. Okay, so listeners, I want to explain something real quick. Ben Arrington is one of the best vocalists and musicians I have ever met. And being with him with this past year, he's inspired me to try to learn how to sing. So I have been practicing with Cody, and I want you to do Do Re Mi with me, okay?
Why do I have my guitar?
Because you're going to find the note, the chord, whatever we need to start on. That's how we were doing it the other day with the piano. All right, you ready?
Okay. Do. Do. What's a good key for you?
I don't know.
Do.
Do.
Do. You're sharp.
Do.
Do. You're flat.
Do. Do.
There you go. Do.
Do.
Do. Re.
Mi. Fa. So. La. Ti. Do.
Isn't bad.
Yeah. We've been practicing it.
Yeah.
I wanted to show it to you because I haven't told you about that yet.
No, you haven't.
So anyway.
I'm glad I didn't have to improvise anything.
No,
I'm
that's really next relieved. Week. Because next week, ladies and gentlemen, we have an amazing announcement. Ben, take it away. Wines Day.
Oh, yeah. Next week, we will have the Wines Day, ladies.
Yeah, Kelly and Jess.
Yes, Kelly and Jess. And which is great because I've listened to quite a few of their episodes.
They're really funny.
Yeah, they're good. And this will be great because I still can't tell the difference between their voices when I'm listening.
You get to meet them for the first time.
Yeah, I know. I get to see them in person. But yeah, we're pretty excited to have them on. Mm-hmm. We're going to drink some wine with them,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And even though Ryan and I don't like wine.
I do not like wine, but I will drink it with the Wines Day podcast ladies.
Yes. And then the week after that, should we mention that? Or?
Go ahead, because he's already booked.
Yes. The week after that, we will have Chris Horn on.
The Chris Horn.
Founder of The Devil Strip,
yep.
And Unbox Akron. Which,
cool guy.
I'm excited to talk to him about that stuff. So.
I when I messaged him, I put, you know, in the subject line, Spoils of Akron Podcast, and I spelled podcast wrong. And it was podcast with an – it was P-O-D-C-A-S-T-R.
Oh, that's embarrassing when you're messaging a
S-R.
Journalist.
And I was like, I am so sorry. I spelled my own podcast wrong. And he's like, it's all right, dude. I'd love to come on your pod car. And I was like, thanks, Chris. But cool guy.
Yes.
But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Spoils of Akron
thank
podcast.
Thank you guys so much. We're so sorry.
No, it's fine. This is a great
weather talk.
No, it's great. It's a good catch-up episode. Ben, play some guitar. Come on now. So anyways.
Play monkey.
Play monkey, play. Play monkey. Monkey!
Let me think of something I haven't played already. Just go ahead and talk.
The Spoils of Akron podcast is proud to work in partnership with the Akron Digital Media Center and The Akronist, which is run by our own Chris Miller, editor-in-chief of The Akronist. We work in partnership with the Akron Public Library, and we are happy and proud to bring you the news and the events that happen here in the Rubber City. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ben, do you have anything you want to say?
Goodbye.
As always, keep it an Akron day.